Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 11th of November. There are media reports that US importers of products from Switzerland may be able to pay a lower tariff than is currently being charged. The 39% rate imposed in August would be lowered to 15%, according to these reports. The impact of this on US inflation is, of course, likely to be minimal, as Swiss exports to the United States have a relatively modest place in the US consumer basket. Nonetheless, this could play an important role as a signal. There has been limited evidence to date of what happens to US consumer prices when tariffs paid by US importers are lowered. But where tariffs have been passed through in the form of price increases to consumers, those price increases have tended to be sticky. In other words, if a retailer has got away with passing on a price increase, they do not retreat from that just because tariffs have reversed. If this is the case with product from Switzerland, it would reinforce the idea of price stickiness. The importance of this lies in the fact that if the Supreme Court declares around 75% of the US administration's tariffs to be illegal, then the likely replacement tariff regime will introduce lower tariffs for a number of products. That may not lead to lower consumer price inflation. The likely replacement tariff regime will introduce higher tariffs for other products, and that may lead to higher consumer price inflation. The British Retail Consortium's retail sales data showed modest growth in October. The numbers are nominal, and they might perhaps hint at some slowdown in food price inflation. Retail sales data does not include most of what might be categorised as spending on having fun, and so these numbers will probably understate the position of the consumer overall. But there's nothing in these numbers for retailers to complain about, and it certainly suggests that past government fiscal action has little visible negative effect on the UK consumer. Ahead, there is the rather limited range of UK labour market data. This should show that real incomes continue to rise for UK employees, which is one of the things that provides a solid foundation for UK consumer spending. Germany offers the ZEW Business Sentiment Poll, which has tended to give a sort of stability over the course of this year. However, as with any sentiment survey, the media narrative may have more influence than actual economic reality. From the United States, there's the National Federation of Independent Business survey of small business sentiment. The politically polarized environment of the United States is such that any survey evidence has to be treated with considerable caution. And in the past, the NFIB survey has shown a strong correlation with Republican sentiment. The optimism reflected in this survey should therefore not be taken as a reliable economic signal at face value. The danger is that in the continued absence of any reliable economic data, surveys like this one will be given an importance they don't really deserve, and a heavy emphasis will be placed on the numbers that would, in fact, be better disregarded. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.